empty polling places, it doesn't just mean a lack of voters. It also means some groups in L.A. get more attention from their government than others. James Santelli reports on the real effects of low voter turnout.
When it's not a presidential year, the vast majority of registered voters in Los Angeles don't show up to polling places on Election Day. Call them lazy, call them cynical, but political analyst Dr. Sherry Bebich-Jeffy says it's not like this in every city.
L.A. isn't Chicago. L.A. isn't New York. L.A. isn't Boston. We don't eat, drink, and breathe electoral politics. So we don't have that socialization to begin with.
In Chicago, about 48% of the registered voters cast a ballot for mayoral elections. Here in Los Angeles, well, estimates range from 20 to 33% of registered voters that are expected to show up to vote today. But Jeffy says the mayoral candidates only have themselves to blame if people don't make the time to vote.
If you're not motivated by a candidate, by an issue, by a need to articulate a point of view, and if you looked at where we are today, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of people motivated, you're not going to go out to vote, period.
Low voter turnout does not divide equally across all social groups. Dr. Fernando Guerra studies voting demographics at Loyola Marymount Center for the Study of Los Angeles. He says almost half the population living in L.A. is Latino, but Latinos will only make up about 22% of the voters in today's election. So what are some common traits of non-voters in the city?
That population tends to be much more dependent on mass transit, tends to be much more need of affordable housing, tends to have much less medical care, tends to live on the margins to a much greater degree.
Guerra says voters in Los Angeles city elections also tend to skew older. They're more likely to be homeowners, too, and that's who candidates try to attract.
Once you own a home, you become very invested in that home, in that neighborhood, in the city, and you care about how issues are going to impact your property values. And therefore, homeowners, I think, are the number one group that get courted.
The Center for the Study of Los Angeles projects that only one in every six L.A. residents, about 600,000 people, will vote in today's election. No matter who wins, that is a small sliver of the city choosing government officials for everyone. Angelenos, at least some of them, will choose their new mayor from the two leading vote-getters on May 21st. James Santelli, Annenberg Radio News.